You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents. This is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish. And today I have a very special co-host here with me. Find out who it is when we return after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hi, Jill. I see you and Bella are enjoying this lovely day as well.
It's a perfect day for a walk. Isn't that right, Bella?
And what a colorful ID tag you have, Bella. It certainly puts my Rusty's boring engraved tag to shame.
Isn't it great? It's a dog tag art tag.
Dog tag art?
Yeah, dog tag art makes the world's coolest pet ID tags. Pick from hundreds of cute designs or upload your photos or artwork to create a unique tag of your own. They even give you 4 lines of text on the back of the tag for important contact information.
I love it! But do they hold up? We have to replace Rusty's metal tags so often because the information wears away.
Dog tag art tags are some of the highest quality pet tags out there. They're made with super durable stainless steel. Your information is always legible, and the tags are guaranteed for life.
Well, I'm sold. Where can I get my dog tag art tag for Rusty?
DogTagArt.com.
Sounds great! We can't wait to get online and get a tag of our own.
DogTagArt.com. We keep best friends together. Use the coupon code RADIO for a 25% discount off any tag.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Since Mother's Day is approaching, I'm sure many of you are planning fun activities with your moms. Maybe some of you are thinking about doing a little baking together? Well, I am excited to welcome my very own mother, Jane, as co-host for today's show. Welcome, Mom. So excited to have you here with us.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm excited too.
You're welcome. I'm so glad that you could do this show with me today. I thought it would be really fun to have a Mother's Day special. So I'm pretty sure that I get my love for animals from my mom. So she was the perfect person to help me with today's show. And she has Yoshi at home, who has some special dietary needs. So I've asked her to come on the show today and share some of his favorite recipes with us, so others out there who have pups with similar issues can try out some of his favorite recipes and treats. So first, let's get to know a little about Yoshi. So Mom, can you tell us a little about Yoshi and maybe his breed, his age, and some of the things that he likes?
Okay, well, Yoshi is a Japanese chim, and anybody who knows Japanese chims, they have some unique characteristics. They also have an interesting history. Chims originated in China with royalty breeding them, and they were given as gifts to Japanese royalty, and that's how they got to Japan. They're unique in that they were bred strictly to be companion dogs. And Yoshi definitely is a companion dog. He likes to keep us company. He's always by my husband's side or mine. And another interesting trait that they have is they're very cat-like. In fact, they're the most cat-like dogs of any of the dog breeds. We do happen to have a cat, and sometimes I swear he's imitating her. He likes to perch on top of the sofa, and he just lounges there, just like a cat. And then he also uses his paws to wash his face, just like a cat. And I swear he's imitating our cat, Chloe, when he does that. He's 8 years old. He is also unique in that he was born deaf, but he's not handicapped by it at all. In fact, we didn't even know he was deaf when he was a puppy. Now, when we look back, we should have had these clues. When we'd be gone and we'd come home, maybe unexpectedly, maybe we forgot something and came in, and he'd be found asleep in his favorite chair, he'd stay asleep. We could walk through the house for 10 minutes, And we'd always say, he certainly wasn't a guard dog. So that should have been our first clue, but we still didn't get it. And then I noticed that he wasn't learning his name. He wasn't coming when he was called. And we've had dogs before. That's the first thing they learn is their name. So I suspected he was deaf, and we decided to test him one day by ringing the doorbell, and he didn't hear it. But he compensates by being very visual. He notices everything.
That's true. So, well, the coolest thing about Yoshi and my mom is that they actually do sign language. And so she taught him sign language, which is the coolest thing to see because he actually understands it. And so he knows what sit is. He knows when it's time to eat. And they've come up with a really nice routine. And so you wouldn't even know he was deaf. It's true. He doesn't really act like it at all. He just gets along.
No,
and
he doesn't. No one would know he's deaf. He likes to walk. Our favorite activity is walking. And he knows, he's so visual that he picks up on things. So when I put my hat on, he knows it's time to walk. So he gets up, shakes himself, he's ready to go. And anything unusual, he notices. When we're on our walk, he sometimes will stop in his tracks like he's frozen, and he looks in one direction, and there's a garbage can out by the side of the road that's not been there before. Or there's a car or a truck or something that's parked. He always stops. Chins are known for being a little stubborn. So sometimes he doesn't want to move. I do the sign for come, and I, you know, make sure that he can see me, and I get him to move. But teaching him sign was an interesting story, too, because he was a puppy, and I was walking him. We just learned that he was deaf. And I met a woman on one of our walks, and I told her he was deaf, and she taught sign. So she said, you ought to teach him sign. I had never thought about that. So she taught me the sign to sit because I didn't know that. So I know, you know, the others are very easy, like to come and to stop. I knew those. So I went home, and he was easy to teach because Yoshi, I guess, is like most dogs. He likes to eat, and he loves his treats. So with training treats, I taught him to sit, stay, and come. And also, I point a lot. He knows when I point. He's to look where I'm pointing. And if I want him to sit in a chair because he's been bad and chased the cat, he knows when I'm mad, I point to the chair, and he goes and he sits in it because that's his time out. And another thing he loves to be brushed. And when he sees me with the brush, he jumps up on the couch. He sits, he puts his head out when he sees me with the brush, and I go ahead and brush him. So he is very visual. He doesn't know he's deaf. It's funny when we have people come and visit, they want to always test him. So because he doesn't look like, you know, he's deaf, he always is watching us. And so if they go behind him and they make a sound, he doesn't turn. So he's completely deaf.
And everybody wants to talk to him, too.
I kid with him and say, well, he reads my lips because they'll say, especially my son, says, why are you talking to him? And I said, because he can read my lips.
I think he can. I believe you.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, what specific health issues does he suffer from? We know he's deaf, but there's some unique health concerns that he has. And so you have to be really careful with that. Can you tell us a little bit about his health issues?
Yes. Yoshi had bladder stones. We're hoping they're gone now. But probably about 3 years ago, he started having urinary tract infections. I took him to the vet. He never had x-rays. So that's interesting because his UTIs were always cleared up with antibiotics. So the vet put him on a special urinary SO diet, and we kept going on, you know, maybe once or twice a year he'd get a UTI, but then he'd get antibiotics, they would clear up. So I was surprised a few months ago, maybe 3 months ago, when we were on our usual walk, I saw he was trying to urinate, but he couldn't. So after seeing that about three times, I decided, you know, there was a problem here. So I rushed him back home and called his veterinarian, but found out that she wasn't in that day. And I knew this was an emergency, so I got the phone book out and I looked up a vet that was only 5 minutes away. I called them, and after describing his symptoms, I was told to bring him to the office right away. The first thing the vet asked was he ever x-rayed for stones after she felt around in his bladder. And I said no, and she said, well, that's what we need to do right now. So she did, and she showed me his bladder was full of stones, and three of them were stuck in his urethra, blocking the urine flow. So it was an emergency situation, and she told me that hopefully she'd be successful in flushing the stones back into the bladder, and he'd be able to urinate. So that happened. She was successful, and the emergency was over. But she told me he had to have those stones surgically removed. And after much thought and reading up on it, we decided that that was the only solution to this problem. So he had the stones surgically removed later that week.
Oh, that is so scary. And hopefully now that you know what the symptoms are and you can kind of get ahead of it, it won't happen again. But I know that he does have some specific dietary restrictions now. So can you tell us a little bit about that and what foods are not good for him?
Sure. He's on a strict diet because the bladder stones, they were sent to the lab and they are calcium oxalate. And look this up and simply put, oxalic acid is an organic acid that has the ability to link itself to calcium and forms an insoluble salt crystal. And that is the stones. They start out as little crystals, and then they just build up to bigger stones that can't pass. And his urine needs to stay alkaline. So he eats a cup of urinary SO dry food at prescription over the course of the day. And sometimes I put a tablespoon of low-sodium beef broth over it, and I microwave it to heat it for a few seconds. I talked this over with his veterinarian, and she approved this. But a cautionary, if you try this, if you put that on it and moisten the dry food, you have to make sure your dog eats it right away, because hot weather or when the food stands for more than an hour, this can cause bacteria growth in it. And if they ingest it, this can cause digestive upsets in their stomach. So
ooh,
I feed him four times a day. Yeah, I mean, if you really have to watch that. I feed him four times a day because I read that his urine stays alkaline after eating. So I give him a cup, but I just give him a quarter of a cup four times a day and make sure that he drinks water frequently. We keep water out all the time. And then I also take him out to urinate every 2 to 3 hours. So we're trying to do everything possible to keep him from forming these stones again, because I don't want him to have to go through this surgery.
No, not at all. That's terrible. So, it sounds like you're doing everything you can right now, but I know there are some foods that are not good for this type of situation. So what are those?
Yes. Well, he used to like peanut butter. If I had to give him a pill, I used to wrap it in peanut butter or cheese. None of these things are good. He can't have peanut butter, cheese, or apples. Also, soybean and corn-derived products have the potential to be very high in oxalate. That's why you have to watch when you're feeding dry food to them, because I think most of the store-bought, not prescription dry foods are based on soybean and corn-derived products. So you can't do that. He loves his treats, so I've been making his treats from prescription canned food, and he loves dehydrated bananas, but I'll share these recipes with you later.
Oh, okay. Well, you said no peanut butter, no cheese, no apples. I know also sweet potatoes and green beans aren't good for this type of thing either, and so pretty much those are all of the foods that dogs like. So that's unfortunate. So we definitely have to find ways for him to get treats and to be satisfied, because all of those are typical foods that dogs love. So that's really unfortunate that he can't have them, but we want to make sure he doesn't get those stones again. So what are the safe foods? What are some things that are low oxalate and low calcium?
Well, the only safe foods the veterinarian approved for him are the prescription urinary SO foods. And she did say that she would like him to have some canned food, but also because I wasn't too crazy about having him eat canned food because I was worried about him gaining weight, She did say that I could pour a little bit of the beef broth, no sodium or low sodium, on its food to moisten it. And then I've read that bananas are a low oxalate food, so I thought that they would be safe too. So far, that's about all I've found for him that he can eat. And he was used to eating a lot of things. You know, if we were eating from the, like, chicken, I think maybe chicken might be okay for him, but I don't
chicken
want
is okay. Just plain chicken would be fine. Or even carrots. Carrots, consider giving him some carrots as well. Just maybe cut up some baby carrots. I think those are good. Yeah. And also another one might be popcorn. I think he would probably like popcorn a lot. And that is also safe. So maybe try that. All right. Well, we are going to take a quick break and be right back with a few of Yoshi's favorite treat recipes.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Listen, cat people, it's just litter. Until you realize those big boxes mean big smells, big messes, and big money. Switch to World's Best Cat Litter, the only litter with concentrated power. It guarantees less smells, less work, all with less litter. Try the small bag that lasts one cat 30 days and you'll realize it's just litter, unless it's World's Best Cat Litter. Find it at Target, Walmart, and at your local grocery and pet stores.
Active for Pets is a new wellness platform and app that helps pet parents save time and money on their vet bills. Stop paying for unnecessary vet treatments. Consult with a vet online. Get unlimited access to your pet's entire health history from any computer or smartphone with the Active for Pets app. Vaccinations, medications, test results, and more. Active for Pets gives you access to a team of expert vets for non-emergency care. Make an appointment before, during, or after office hours. Skip the waiting room and get a secure online vet consult on your schedule. Taking care of your pets is as easy as it gets with Active for Pets. Ready to try Active for Pets? Listeners get 40% off a one-year membership. To get this great offer, use promo code PETLIFE on the sign-up page of active4pets.com. That's A-C-T-I-V, the number 4, P-E-T-S.com. Or call 888-512-2848.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Before the break, my guest co-host and I talked all about the special food she gives Yoshi to keep him healthy and to prevent bladder stones. So now we're going to share some recipes using some ingredients that are low in oxalates and calcium to help prevent those stones from coming back. So the first one I'm going to share with you all is a yummy carrot and banana cookie recipe. So we talked about how bananas and carrots are both low in oxalates, and so those are both healthy ingredients to include in a treat for a dog who may be prone to bladder stones. So what you'll do is go ahead and preheat your oven to 350 degrees and use either a nonstick cookie sheet or you can grease your regular cookie sheets. You'll need 2 cups of whole wheat flour, a half cup of oats, about 4 to 6 fresh carrots. You can finely chop or grate those. 2 to 3 fresh bananas, peeled. 1 beaten egg, 1/3 cup of coconut oil, and 1/2 cup of cold water. So what you'll do is start by placing your carrots and your bananas into your food processor or blender. So you can choose to chop your carrots or grate them first and then put them into the food processor, or if they're not too big, you can just stick them in there with the bananas. Give it a few pulses. It doesn't need to be completely smooth. Maybe a little chunkiness is okay for this. And then next, you'll combine your dry ingredients, which is the flour and the oats, and you'll combine them into a large mixing bowl. Then gradually fold in the carrots and bananas mixture, the egg, the coconut oil, and the water. So you'll gradually fold all of that in until it's well blended into a workable dough. Now make sure you flour your surface and your rolling pin that you will need. and then go ahead and roll your dough out to about a quarter inch thick. Now, you can also use parchment paper on top of the dough to prevent sticking. Now, whatever fun cookie cutter you have around that you would like to use, go ahead and cut out your cookies. And so you can use a bone cookie cutter or a paw print or something seasonal. Place the cookies on your cookie sheet and then stick them in the oven for about 25 minutes. Take them out. They should be a little bit crispy, but not too hard. And then allow them to cool completely before you serve. So there you have a nice cookie that is low in oxalates and hopefully will be very yummy for your dog who is suffering from bladder stones, or maybe you're suspecting that they're prone to them. So now I'm going to let our guest co-host share some of Yoshi's favorite treats that she has kind of teased earlier in the show. So, Mom, you want to go ahead and share those?
Okay, I will. And I think I'm going to try your cookie recipe because that sounds pretty good. Yoshi would like that.
I think he will.
Okay, well, because Yoshi's on a strict diet, I've been making his treats from his prescription food. I've been afraid to branch out on anything else. So starting with a can of the urinary SO moderate calorie food, I can either microwave or use the oven to make the treats from the cut up pieces in the can. I've used both, and either one works well. You start off by placing each piece from the can on a microwave safe plate and microwave for 2.5 to 3 minutes. The pieces, though, are very small, almost like a training treat. Yoshi loves them, but it's almost like he swallowed them whole. They're so small. So I decided to try grouping them together for a larger treat. I actually used a bone cookie cutter, and I baked them in the oven for 30 minutes at 350 degrees. Depending on how big you want them, they might not be as crispy as they should be. So you have to check in it and make sure so you can bake them a little longer. Just keep your eye on them. And then be sure to refrigerate in an airtight container. You can store them in the refrigerator for 1 week. Now, and Yoshi loves them. This recipe I haven't tried yet, but you can make treats from your pet's dry prescription food if your dog is on a prescription diet like Yoshi. First, you place 2 cups of dry food into a blender or food processor. You grind to a powder consistency. You place the powder into a medium mixing bowl and add 1.25 cups of water. You stir this into dough form and then just take a tablespoon full of dough and place it onto an ungreased cookie sheet and then bake at 350 degrees for 30 minutes. As I said, I haven't tried this yet, but before serving to your dog, make sure they are cooled completely and then store them in an airtight container for 1 week in the refrigerator. Also, I tried dehydrating banana slices, and that worked out very well. I dehydrated 1 sliced banana for 4 hours, and Yoshi liked them. That's his first experience with bananas. And I'm storing those slices in an airtight container in the refrigerator. And always consult your veterinarian before you try giving them a new food. So those are my recipes, and Yoshi does love them.
Good. Well, that's great. And, you know, I think so many people are afraid to give their dogs treats, especially if they have some type of dietary restrictions. So I like the idea of using the prescription food because obviously you know that's safe. And so maybe we can trick them into thinking that it's a treat, even though it is their regular food. And so they're getting something a little bit special, but it's not going to harm them. It doesn't have harmful ingredients. And so it's a way to satisfy them in between meals and you're still staying on their diet. You can use either food, the wet food version, or the dry food, grinding it up, mixing it in, making it to a dough, I think is a great way to overcome the issue of not being able to feed them certain foods. And also, we talked about chicken being safe. So poultry products are okay. So also beef is good. Mm-hmm. And so trying maybe a beef or a chicken jerky would be a good idea as well, where you would just cut the meat very thin and put it into a dehydrator. Or if you don't have a dehydrator, you could also just stick it in the oven at a low temperature for a few hours until it completely dries out. And then that is something they could kind of work on. You know, it's a safe alternative to some of the jerkies that are out there that are maybe not so safe. And so you're making it yourself, and you could actually control, you know, what is in it, which is just the meats. And you're not putting any...
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you're not putting any seasonings in it.
Chew on something. Mm-hmm. And the treats that I've been making, you know, he just gulps down and then he looks at me like, is that all there is? So that would be more like something that he could sit there and work on and chew on. I'm going to try
that. Yep, he would like that. It would probably take him a while to get through it too. So that's a good one. And then we talked about carrots. I think just raw carrots are fine. And then also dehydrated carrots as well. So like you make the bananas.
I think
cutting up little carrots and dehydrating them for just a couple of hours, just so they're a little bit crispy. I think he would like those as well. So there's lots of alternatives and hopefully he will stay satisfied and happy and healthy and those stones will stay away.
Yes, we want that. He's doing real well now. We did have his urine tested right after the surgery, and so far everything is going real well. So hopefully, like you said, we can keep these stones away, but I'm definitely watching his diet.
Yes, for sure, since we know that that can help or hurt his condition. So very good. Well, we are out of time. And we'd like to thank our special co-host, my mom, for helping me with the show today. And we'd we'd also like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I always love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com, and that's Christy with an I. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please post your pictures of the creations that you make from the show and tag us for a chance to be featured. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.